The Montauk Club was always like a castle for me. You know, there were chandeliers going down the room and stained glass and fireplaces, and there was always something going on, and Friday nights it was very lively, and I loved growing up here.
You meet new friends here, and there's something you have in common with each other. You just try to figure, okay, here's a new member of the club. Well, gee, I wonder why they're new members. Are you from Brooklyn? Do you live in the neighborhood? Or just wonder what the connections are. And sometimes there might be no connection at all, but you know, the Montauk Club is a connection.
It's such a eclectic mix of people and backgrounds, from Wall Street to artists, to writers, to people within politics, doctors. I always feel inspired here.
You meet these people and you hear different stories about their family histories. You see them on the street. I mean, today, my son said to me, "Mom, if I said hi to every person I knew, I would always be late."
I think leaving and coming back really helped me put into context how lucky I was to be here and to have this experience that people don't, this is not a normal thing. People don't get to have this. And I can't believe how lucky I am.
I had every single one of my birthday parties or my communion, my baptism, confirmation parties here. So this was just always a place that whenever there was an important moment in my life, it was traced back here.
All of these things just came together to make this unique, strange, wonderful experience, you know? and don't say it's not strange, it is weird, but it's it's weird in a lovely, lovely, sweet way.